Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, March 4th, 2025, and today it really is March 4th. The state legislature's calendar was updated late Friday and now includes public hearings for two pieces of proposed legislation that aim to protect Sears Island from industrial development. Area residents working to protect the island permanently are hoping for a big turnout at the public hearing next week.
I am Nancy Galland. I live in Rockland, Maine, and I was deeply involved in establishing a conservation easement on Sears Island back in 2006, where of the 941 acres of Sears Island, only 330 were not under conservation. They are controlled by the Maine Department of Transportation. And that is the problem, because since 2020, over $6 million taxpayer dollars has been spent by the Department of Transportation and the Mills Administration to put an offshore wind port on Sears Island. All that only to have every application to finance the plan with federal grants denied. It is undisputed that conservation of mature and unique ecosystems is the best way to mitigate climate disaster. So it only makes sense to put the whole island under conservation and just get it clear that this is an important place for climate change mitigation.
My name is David Italiander. I'm part of the Campaign to Protect Sears Island, Wasumpkik, and the Wild and Free Forever campaign. We are urging all interested parties to consider testifying at the ENR committee hearing in favor of the conservation bill. There have been 8 failed attempts to develop Sears Island. It has cost lots of time and perhaps $20 million in state funds over the last 40 years trying to develop Sears Island. And it's time to put that past us.
And what they've done, all of the 8 attempts, have failed of their own weight. They just were flawed. And so is this port, deeply flawed. So yeah, I think that they continue to do things that hurt the island ecosystem. And these roads were for heavy load road. The testing was to see how much weight the soils could hold, and the rail line. They're going to put in a rail line. They're going to remove, David, you have to figure on how many tons of soil they're going to be removing, deep, deep, rich, unusually beautiful soil.
Yes, they were going to remove over 2 million cubic yards of soil. They're going to export 1 million cubic yards, and they were going to dump the other 1 million into the Penobscot Bay in order to build out their quay.
And that's against the agreements of the 2000.
No soil harvesting is the last term in the prohibited items list. So, which is why indeed we need to protect it, because the only things that MDOT can do in the future would be in violation of the agreement.
There are 2 bills being introduced on March 12th to protect the remaining 330 acres of Sears Island. The hearing is going to be in the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources on March 12th at the Cross Building, which is on the State House campus, room 216. The first bill is to put the entire island under conservation is LD-226. An act to protect the cultural resources and historical heritage of Sears Island in Searsport by extending conservation easement and protections. There's a second bill, LD-735, an act to protect sand dunes on Sears Island and to establish criteria for the legislation regarding land development.
That was Nancy Galland and David Italiander. You can get more information about the background on Sears Island at protectsearsisland.org. I'll put up some other related websites, links on the archives show notes for today's program as well. LD-266 and LD-735, the 2 bills that they were discussing, will have a public hearing in the Environment and Natural Resources Committee at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, March 12th. For more information on how you can submit testimony, go to legislature.maine.gov. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.